The tradition continues after a word from our sponsor.
Live audio means you can hear tunes, sound effects, and voices on the web. Whoa! Go to home.netscape.com and get Navigator 3.0. Why are you still here?
And now, the song that has become as much of an institution on Thanksgiving as Elastic Waistbands. It's Tripp and Dutch doing Alice's Rest Stop.
Now, this here is a song called Alice's Rest Stop, a rest stop owned by Alice. But this song isn't about Alice or the rest stop, which would lead one to wonder exactly why this song is called Alice's Rest Stop. But it is, and it goes a little something like this. You can get turkey burgers and a judo chop at Alice's Rest Stop. You can get chili and cheese on top at Alice's Rest Stop. Just walk right in, don't you mind the stench. It's just a half a mile from the Mustang Ranch. You can get turkey burgers and a judo chop at Alice's Rest Stop. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when Uncle Dutch and myself, we was taking a little road trip through Nevada.
Nevada. Now, seeing as how it was Thanksgiving and everything, we figured we would do the right proper thing and get ourselves some turkey.
So winds we could feel thankful and festive and all that good stuff.
But with no way of cooking and no restaurant for hundreds of miles, we decided to rethink this whole turkey thing and whether colonialist land-raping English pilgrims were really that much cause for celebration anyway.
But given it's some thought, and then a little bit more, we decided that we wouldn't feel very thankful unless we ingested some animal flesh, preferably of the pea-brain flightless bird variety.
And on top of that, we had just driven by the Mustang Ranch, and the smell was so overpowering that we just started to get hungry.
Well, Mustang smell does that to us.
So we pulled off the highway and into a fine roadside establishment by the name of Alice's Rest Stop.
You remember, the rest stop that this song isn't about, the rest stop owned by Alice, the owner of the rest stop this song isn't about.
So he pulls into Alice's rest stop and proceeded to search for some turkey with all the fixes.
Now, he was hoping for some personal turkeys wrapped in pretty paper, you know, something special for that Thanksgiving occasion.
But we didn't find any personal turkeys wrapped in pretty paper, and for some strange reason, the clerk began to tell us that with the promise of genetic engineering, they'd one day make boneless, bite-sized turkeys.
Little damn things. They're man-made. No bigger than my fist.
Well, that sounded yummy, but we wanted our feast that same day, so we decided to just get whatever turkey products we could find.
So we started rooting and snooping and poking and prying and pooping and dooping all up and down Alice's rest stop.
The rest stop this song isn't about.
Until we found a couple of big fat turkey burgers rotating under heat lamps under one of those food Ferris wheels.
And they was rotating with all the hot dogs and the corn dogs and the pretzels and all kinds of stuff. And all the food was having a good old time just circling carefree all day long.
Just circling and circling, and we was watching the turkey burgers and hot dogs and corn dogs and pretzels and all that stuff circling round and round, happy as could be, until we both got dizzy and fell down unconscious.
Now, as everyone knows, a Thanksgiving feast just ain't a Thanksgiving feast without all the fixin', but seeing as how this was only a convenience store, they had no fixins of the regular variety.
So what we did was we bought a bottle of cranberry juice cocktail and some pumpkin pie-flavored chewable vitamins. We piled our turkey burgers high with chili and cheese and called it a Thanksgiving feast.
And we walked up to the counter and put all our food up there on the counter, and the clerk was ringing up all the food on the cash register when Tripp said,
"Hey, clerk, that sign out there says that this place is called Alice's Rest Stop. Is that Alice, you?"
And the clerk, a big, nasty, smelly, ugly fellow with a big, ugly, mean, nasty beard and a big, mean, nasty tattoo of Alice Cooper on his arm, said, "Kid, Do I look like my name's Alice?
Well, just as I was about to open my mouth and make another smart-ass remark, that there clerk judo chopped me right on the bridge of my nose.
With a great deal of force.
So I grabbed a bunch of napkins from the counter and I shoved them up my nose to stop the bleeding.
And we thanked the clerk for the information on genetic engineering and, feast in hand, hurried out and hopped back in our 82 Caprice Classic.
Now, at this point in the story, I'd like to tell you about my illness. See, I've got this illness, and the medication for that illness makes me lose my appetite. And what good is a feast without an appetite? So what I do is I smoke that marijuana to help stimulate my hunger.
So there we was, heading down the highway with the burger in one hand and a joint in the other, having a good old time, when all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, Officer Dopey flips on his emergency lights and proceeds to pull us the heck over.
Well, Officer Dopey swaggered over to our 82 Caprice Classic and in his best cop voice asked, "Kid, what's that smell I smell?"
Now, trying our best to oblige and not be troublemakers or anything, we told him the story of Alice's rest stop and of the boneless, bite-sized turkeys.
Little damn things, they're man-made, no bigger than my fist.
The kinds of turkeys they'd have in the future. And then we told him how it was probably just one of our turkey burgers that he was smelling.
And we even offered him a bite, but I guess Officer Dopey wasn't very hungry, because all he said was,
"Kid, not that smell. The other smell."
And then we thought about it a little and wondered if maybe it wasn't the catalytic converter acting up again, or the dead teenager in the trunk, or any number of possible smells that seem to accumulate on a road trip. And he said,
"Kid, I think you know the smell I'm talking about." And it was then that we realized the good officer must be referring to the big fat medical marijuana cigarette Trip had just smoked.
And so we came as clean as a spit-shined ad house and told him the story of how when I take my medication, my hunger just goes bye-bye out the window and the marijuana stimulates my appetite.
And then he says, "Kid, you ain't in California no more."
And we said, "Yeah, but you see, Proposition 215, but... And he says, "Kid, save your breath for the judge. Kid, get out of the kid car. Kid, kid, put your hands on your kid head, kid. And kid, don't try any kid funny kid business. Kid, 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 kid."
And on the way to the police officer station, Officer Dobie told us that he didn't take a bite of our turkey burgers because he was a vegetarian.
And then all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, he pulls out this big 8x10 glossy of vegetarian Linda McCartney with all kinds of hearts and arrows and an autograph on the back that said to Officer Dopey, "The only piece of meat that I'll ever eat."
Which he pushed in our faces as he explained how Linda McCartney is a personal hero of his.
Well, we rolled our eyes just about as far into the back of our heads as we possibly could, all the way to the police officer station.
And when we got to the police officer station, Officer Dopey said, "Kids, give me your belt and shoes."
And I said, "Dopey, I can understand you're wanting our belts so ins we don't hang ourselves, but why the heck do you want our shoes?"
And he said, "Kid, we don't want any scuff marks in the cell." And that made perfect sense to us, seeing as how we both had black soles, and so we gave him our shoes and walked into a cell with all kinds of mean and nasty mother maulers and father flippers and sister slayers.
There we was in the cell with all kinds of mean and nasty grandmother gropers, brother bruisers, and niece nullifiers waiting for our turn before the county judge.
And then, after 28 minutes with all the mean and nasty uncle attackers and nephew annihilators and cousin cremators, we were taken to the county courthouse,
where we proceeded to tell the judge about my illness and my appetite, and the judge was all real nice about it and stuff, but he said he had no choice but to convict us, so he fined us $49.37.
And had us come to Thanksgiving dinner at his house to wash the dishes. But that's not what we came here to tell you about. came to talk about turkey farming. You see, after our little Thanksgiving incident and Alice's rest stop with the clerk and the information on genetic engineering and the turkey burgers and judo chops and cranberry juice cocktail and pumpkin pie flavored chewable vitamins, we decided we would never, ever, ever risk spending another Thanksgiving without a turkey. So we bought ourselves a turkey farm and started raising turkeys. Well, we had big turkeys and little turkeys, and we had all kinds of sorts of turkeys. Turkeys, turkeys everywhere. I even slept with a turkey under my pillow. And we decided to try some genetic engineering of our own, just like the judo chopping clerk said. And so we bought lots of drugs and some growth hormones, and we started injecting and inspecting the turkey. Injecting and inspecting every part of every turkey, trying to make them grow big, fat, yummy legs and wings and bellies, trying to make boneless, bite-sized turkeys. Little damn things, man-made, no bigger than the size of my fist. And we were touching those turkeys, leaving no part of those turkeys untouched. Oh, we just loved touching turkeys. And there he was on the turkey farm doing all sorts of mean, nasty, horrible things to turkeys when one day Tripp comes to me 2 weeks before Thanksgiving and he says, Dutch, I want to kill. I want to kill. Kill! I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Screw dead, burned bodies. I mean, kill, 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 kill! And he started jumping up and down, yelling, kill,
kill,
kill! And I started jumping up and down with him, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill,
kill!
And jumping up and down, we hopped clear across the turkey farm and into this great big barn that we had. And we was jumping up and down, and we turned on our gigantic who's a what's a thingamajigga turkey killer. A great big mean and nasty and horrible device that plucks the heads clean off of turkeys in mass quantities as they rolled by on a conveyor belt. And we turned it on yelling, kill,
kill,
and shoved all the big turkeys and the little turkeys we had on the turkey farm right onto the conveyor belt. And the who's a what's a thingamajig turkey killer started plucking the heads clean off them turkeys one after another. And they're a gobbling and a squawking and the blood is flying all over the barn in great big crimson geysers. And we're rolling around in the blood and the guts and the brains and the veins and the heads and the spines and the crap and the piss and
yelling, kill,
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 kill. When we heard a sound. The sound of the engine of a red VW microbus. And so we climbed on out of the guts and the veins and the beaks and the brains and took us a look out the window of the barn and, well, sure enough, there we seen this red VW microbus pulling up outside. And a gang of hippies with long hair and tie-dye shirts and overalls came climbing right out of the microbus. And they was carrying shovels and rakes and implements of destruction and they came right up to the door of the barn and they said,
kids, we're the Vegetarian Liberation Army, and we don't like your kind.
And while Tripp was asking them why in the world they would want to liberate vegetables, they grabbed us and pointed their implements of destruction at us, and they said,
kids, we're gonna stick you in that there turkey killer.
And they dragged us over to the who's a what's a thingamajigga turkey killer and sticked our heads near the giant, mean, nasty, horrible scraping and plucking and squishing devices and said,
kids, any last words before you die?
So, in order to buy us some time and not knowing what else to say and having soiled my pants about 3 times already, I started telling them the story of Alice's rest stop with full orchestration and 5-part harmony and stuff like that.
Well, he told them about the clerk and about the information on genetic engineering and about the tofu burgers.
Tofu burgers.
And the judo chops and the cranberry juice cocktail and the pumpkin pie flavored chewable vitamins and the tofu burgers.
And suddenly they stopped me right there and they said, kid,
did you say tofu burgers?
And so he proceeded to tell them the story of our good pal Officer Dopey the Vegetarian and his 8x10 color glossy photograph of Linda McCartney with all kinds of hearts and arrows and an autograph on the back that read, "To Officer Dopey, the only piece of meat that I'll ever eat." And I told him about how we had tofu burgers for Thanksgiving down at the courthouse with Officer Dopey and all our nice vegetarian friends having a good old time eating an alternative Thanksgiving dinner there at the courthouse. And they said, "Kid, you got this picture of Linda McCartney?" And I reached into my back pocket and pulled out an 8x10 color glossy photograph of Linda McCartney with all kinds of hearts and arrows. And an autograph on the back that said, "To Officer Dopey, the only piece of meat that I'll ever eat." Which I happened to have stolen from Officer Dopey for no good reason at all. And I said,
"You can get tofu burgers and a judo chop at Alice's rest stop."
And the vegetarian people suddenly looked mighty happy and they said,
"You're one of us, aren't you, kid?"
And we said, "Yep, that's right, we're vegetarians and non-meat eaters too, and vegans also. Matter of fact, in case you haven't noticed, we're dressed up like stupid hippies and singing folk songs just like you are."
And we were.
And then the vegetarian hippie people put down their shovels and rakes and implements of destruction. At which point we proceeded to shove them in the who's a what's a thingamajigga turkey killer. Which scraped and scrunched and crushed and squeezed.
And plucked and sliced and slashed and squished.
And basically reduced those hippies to teeny tiny boneless chunks of meat.
Little damn things, no bigger than my fist.
So friends, if you ever find yourself in a similar situation
on a turkey farm with crazy hippie vegetarians trying to feed you to a giant turkey killing machine, you just turn to them and you say,
"You can get tofu burgers and a judo chop at Alice's rest stop."
And then shove them in the turkey killing machine
with feeling.
And if everybody does it, then there won't be no more stupid hippies writing stupid protest songs, and the world will be a gosh darn much better place for it.
And all you gotta do is join in and sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar
with feeling.
Ready? Here it comes.
Oh shit, we missed it.
Hold on, Trip, it's coming back around again.
It better or I'm leaving.
It's a coming, hold your damn horses.
Where the fuck is it?
Would you wait a goddamn second? It's coming, you attention deficient asshole.
Oh yeah, here it comes.
You ready?
You can get turkey burgers and a judo chop at Alice's rest stop.
With extra bacon,
you can get chili and cheese on top at Alice's rest stop. Just walk right in, don't you mind the stench. It's just a half a mile from the Mustang Ranch. You can get turkey burgers and a judo chop at Alice's rest stop.
What are you people, deaf? I thought we told you to sing along.
Jesus Christ, what do we gotta do? Point a gun at your head?
Morons.
Okay then, let's try that again. Now here it comes back round on the guitar.
Here it comes.
You can get turkey burgers and a judo chop at Alice's rest stop. You can get chili and cheese on top at Alice's rest stop. Just walk right in, don't you mind the stench. It's just a half a mile from the Mustang Ranch. You can get turkey burgers and a judo chop at Alice's rest stop.
Now get on out of here, you stupid pot-smoking, burnt-out, yippee sons of bitches.
Bye now.
Oh, yes. I think the record stopped.
What? Oh, shit.
And that was Trippin' Dutch singing the Thanksgiving classic, Alice's Rest Stop. And now, it's Iron Butterfly doing the extended live version of In a Gata Da Vida.
Oh, yes.